David Trainer is here, and we are talking about a company that got a little bigger, but that doesn't mean it's better. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone, and that means we're joined by David Trainer, founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by digging in at the footnotes level, where things that look good from the surface, well, when you look at them in the other angles...
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It's entirely possible that they are not as attractive as a lot of people think. And that is why they dig in from the bottom up and they look for different things before they come to a conclusion that a stock is attractive.
You are so good looking.
If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information and more detail about the things we discuss here. And you can do that again at newconstructs.com. And they're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
IQVIA.
Danger, danger.
IQVIA. It's ticker symbol IQV. I don't know that it's actually pronounced IQVIA or if it's just initials, IQVIA, but however you say it, this is a research company that is in the healthcare business. Why don't you like it?
Well, you know, it's one of these things that's sort of been a chameleon. It started out in a great business, sort of supporting R&D for biotechs and moving things through the FDA pipeline, but sort of a outsourced R&D business, which we've liked. And we've actually put some long ideas together around companies in that business. They had around $4.5 billion of capital in the business when they were just the R&D business. And then they went and paid $17.5 billion for a healthcare data type business. And they only got about $500 million in profits for that business. So it was a very expensive purchase for not a lot of cash flow that puts them in a business that's completely different. Now, this is great for executives because they're getting paid on numbers that exclude the cost of this huge acquisition. So their peer groups change to much bigger companies. Their comp went way up, but the quality of the business went way down. I mean, there's a huge disconnect now between the reported accounting earnings and the actual economic earnings because of this acquisition. And we don't see anything on the margin here that leads us to believe that the new company will be anywhere close to as profitable as the old company. And the valuation, of course, assumes that the company is going to be quite wildly profitable in the future. The other kind of final strike here is that IQVIA, after buying the IMS Health, effectively puts themselves in the sort of crosshairs of cyber risk. They are the owners of enormous amounts of medical information on individuals, which they supposedly have anonymized, even though they've included social media profiles with this anonymized information. But look, we live in a world where firms that people think they can trust, like Facebook, have severely compromised people's data. And that's not what IQVIA is doing. They're not giving away data in exchange for getting business, but they do hold a lot of data on a lot of individuals. And I don't think everybody knows that pharmacy company, for example, sell off the data related to every prescription that you might buy to firms like IQVIA. So once people find out that someone is sort of aggregating and storing all their information in one spot for the purposes of marketing, and it's medical, personal medical information, they might not be happy about that. In addition, if there's ever a breach at a firm like IQVIA, it could be devastating, and it could probably bring with it a great deal more regulation on that business, which would, of course, limit profitability, even limit the illegality in the same way that we're going to see with Facebook, right? Even Mark Zuckerberg agreed there need to be regulations because what we've been doing isn't right. And so this is just another part of the world that the regulations haven't really caught up to in terms of people's data and how it's being used, sometimes against them.
that's, of course, the business picture. Let's go back for a second, because you talked about how we've got problems where the price is sort of misaligned based on your projections. How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. For example, if they can maintain margins, well, really regain the margins they had prior to the merger, which is highly unlikely, and grow revenue by 5% compounded annually over the next decade. They haven't been able to do organic growth of more than 4% here recently. The stock's worth $70, or 30% below the current stock price. And those, we think those are still relatively high expectations. You know, if margins don't get back up and they keep it at 4% for a while, and they do that for 10 years, you know, we're looking at closer to 40-50.
Wow. And, of course, this is on a stock that's currently trading just over $100 a share. So you don't need to be a wizard to do the math. But you do need to be a wizard to sort of figure out how come stocks like this, while they may look good at the surface, but they don't look so good when you dig in. And our wizard for digging in, that's David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to doing this with you again next week.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it too, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. You can find out more about IQ via IQV, this week's Danger Zone pick, by going to newconstructs.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, May the 14th edition of Money Life. And that means the market call is up next with Elliot Gu from the Energy and Income Advisor. We'll have him here talking energy stocks when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.